You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everyone, I'm the Bear Chris Flick, your host of the Bear Bets podcast, and got some UFL week two action. Of course, last week, UFL spring football is back, and we got four games on tap again this week. San Antonio, an upset winner last week, a slight favorite over Memphis. Arlington hosting St. Louis, and St. Louis, of course, losing on that incredible last second field goal, 64-yarder. Against Michigan last week, so that was quite the game. Defending champion Birmingham, two-time defending spring football champion Birmingham against Michigan, who were the winners of that last second kick last week. Mike Nolan and that defense did another really good job. And then Houston against DC, the defenders, a lot of high hopes for DC coming into the year, but they kind of struggled last week offensively, didn't really get things going as much as you would have thought of, and they take on Houston, who was a loser last week, so it might be a good opportunity for DC to break into the winner's column. But I got two picks for you this week. I already read that Super 6 column last week because I did hint on Michigan plus the points being a pretty solid play, and that actually did get there. Not only did you not need the points, they did win outright, so we got a couple more picks for you this week. The first one involves St. Louis and Arlington, and I like the under 41.5 in this game. You look at the Battlehawks, they were controlled the clock, had the ball for 8 minutes more than what Michigan did. However, it was its 4.5 yards of play, not even 4.5 yards of play. Really struggled to run the ball. And if you look at A.J. McCarron, he threw the ball 37 times. That tells me they're really going to use A.J. McCarron's arm as kind of a complement to the passing game and really try and keep opposing offenses off the field. So McCarron, a lot of passing attempts, maybe not a lot of big plays, but look for St. Louis to really control the ball here to help Mike Rose and that defense out, because outside of that touchdown drive last week for Arlington, you're looking at another team that really had trouble moving the ball, which was a little surprising being that Luis Perez had such a good year last year and he's back. But take away the one touchdown drive and then the drive at the end of the game where there was a two-score game and it was out of reach for Arlington, their drives, 12, 40, 20, negative 7, 24, and 29 yards. That's just not going to cut it. So Arlington's going to need to improve dramatically offensively to get that done. But I think Mike Rose and that St. Louis defense now at home, I think they get the job done. Under 41.5, I think this will be a lowish scoring game. So I do like the under there. And then the second game is the nightcap. I'm going to lay the 5 with DC against Houston. The defenders, obviously, as I said, a lot of high hopes for the defenders coming into this year, and they should still have them, as last week they were really their own worst enemy. Of course, San Antonio had that ridiculous fake punt play trick touchdown, which kind of put DC behind early. But in addition to that, 4 field goals, really bogged down in the red zone. You thought they were going to get back in it, maybe tie the game late, and then threw the pick in the red zone in the fourth quarter. So I think you're going to get a little bit more out of Jordan Tamu and that running game to find the end zone against the Houston team, which really looked like they might be the bottom feeder of the league. As Peter Alice used to say for the Open Championship, when they'd go through the entire leaderboard, he put it really kindly and say, and John Smith is propping up the leaderboard. Basically, he was in last place. But if you look at Jaron Garantano's performance last week, he was their leading rusher with 22 yards. They turned the ball over 3 times. I wouldn't be surprised if this game closed at 6 or 6.5. So DC defenders, get down on the defenders -5 while you can. And that's actually one of the questions in our Super 6 column for the week. What will the result of the DC-Houston game be? And clearly, I like DC to win by at least 5 points or more. So there's a sneak little preview for one of your Super Six answers. So make sure you check out that column this week. And hey, who doesn't like free money? Free to play, good combination of both like fantasy questions and gambling, a good mix, and it costs nothing, and you can win some cool cash prizes. So the two picks this week for the Bear, under 41.5 in St. Louis, Arlington, and D.C. minus 5 against Houston. Next week, of course, Jeff will be back with us, back on Bear Bets Podcast. We'll recap some things that went on this weekend, that other little thing called the Final Four, maybe catch up on what's going on in baseball. Of course, we got that tournament in the state of Georgia. The Masters is going on next weekend, so a lot going on in the sports world, and Jeff will be back to kick it around next week. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy the Final Four. Enjoy the UFL and whatever else you're wagering on. Appreciate everybody again for watching this, downloading the podcast. The feedback has been great, both in the comments section on the pod and on social media. So we appreciate that, and we certainly enjoy hearing what everybody has to say, and the bets and your good wins and your bad beats. And always remember, the less you bet, the more you lose when you win.